In Parshas Korach, we find the Machlokes of Korach Hadassai. And in the eyes of the Torah, Korach is synonymous with Machlokes. In many Rishonim, there's a lav, the pasuk in the Parshas, says, well, yeah, Korach Hadassai is actually a lav that forbids Machlokes. It's goodbye for us to move our, a little bit the Gedarim of Machlokes. All right? The idea of Chilukei Deis, the idea of a dispute and difference of opinion is not a foreign thing in Klal Yisrael. We find throughout the Mishnayos, throughout the Gemaras, from the Rishonim, the Achreinim, there's moly machlokes. But Kenira, there's a machlokes that's problematic, like the machlokes of Korach, and then there's a way that it remains a chilukei deis, it doesn't turn into a machlokes. We have to gedai to mavar for us what the chilukei hanefesh have turned the dispute into a machlokes, and what allows it just to remain a machlokes. Just a chilukei deis. So this is the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah in Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yudayin. The Mishnah says, "Kol machloek b'shishem l'shem shemayim soifel l'skay." Shein l'shem shemayim ain't soifel l'skay. A machloek l'shem shemayim is going to last. Each opinion will last. Will remain. Shein l'shem shemayim ain't soifel l'skay. Look, the Mishnah is a machloek b'shishem shemayim. Zu machloek esil l'shamayim. The Mishnah is staging Zelul Nazeh, Machloikas Afil and Shammai, and Machloikas Karef Ladosa. Kinir, there's a Tzara Shava between them. Kinir, in both of them, it started, there was a dispute, and there's a Malkim for difference of opinions. But in one, it remained, L'shem Shammai, it remained, the Seifel is Kayim, it remained forever. And after this, the Gemara says, the Baskel came out and says, Eilu Eilu Diver Lekim Chayim, that's what it means, Seifel is Kayim. And another one, it's Korach. It ended up being Machlokes Korach Ladosa. Ain Sefer was kind. They were never Mitech Hakal. They were Nivla Badama. They were Nisraf. Buhay Korach. One totally went the wrong way. So we have to learn this up. This is what Chazal wanted us to learn up. Zevul Mazeh. There's a way to do Machlokes and there's a wrong way to do Machlokes. So we have to Mavar this Sugya. How to work this out? So. What is the difference? Let's explain a little bit. Talk about the machlokes of Shammai and Beisol. Where does one go wrong? Where does one turn into Korach Hadassai, and where does one stay as Shammai and Beisol? Just mentioned the Gemara in Irvin of Gilgal and Beis says it was three years Nechuhu Shammai and Beisol, and they weren't. Each one wasn't responsible to the other one until actually Yotze Baskel V'Omer Eilu Ve'Eilu Devar Kinchai. And it said even Rambam, but the Ma'isa, the halacha is like Beisol. The halacha is like Beisol. The state, the Gemara Neirvin. Now, Beis Shammai, the Gemara says that in Gemara Nevamah Siddalam Beis says that Beis Shammai Beis Sol Vanoig Ava Vareizim the kind of pasuk of Shalom Mahivoy, and each one respected the other person's opinion. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean Beis Shammai was chaser on their opinion? Beis Shammai didn't say what his opinion. The Magen Mishnah and Nuchas Chida. Like Mishnah Yoshida, after Per Zion brings, Mishnah says Sarosh and Yevamis, it says no. If they totally brought back their opinion, if they just gave up on their opinion, that's not called Shalom Reis, that means they said they were tired. Then this is Beis Shammai stayed with his opinion. Why did Beis Shammai say the opinion? Very simple. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu Allah made different days. That's Eilu Devekim Chaim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made Beis Shammai Beis Sol. Kashem Partsefeim Einim Shavas, Kach Deyaseim Einim Shavas. The two Mahalchim, the two Tfisis in Torah, two Tfisis in Avodah, two different ways. And Beis Shammai is a Mahalch. A lot of Beis Shammai is a Mahalch. And Emes is the stronger the person. The stronger the mensch is, the other Masholim, and he lives in his Olam HaMoleh. And the clearer his Das is, the more that he's not able to etzem to totally go back on his opinion. If his opinion came out with that Megiyas, the way his Sherish, the Shmosei was supposed to come out. That's his conclusion. He's not supposed to take back his opinion. That's not what he's supposed to do. But however, Lemaisa, the Anhog of the Klal, the Achro went out like Beisil. The Achro went out of Beisil, and this was where the Beisil for Beis Shammai came. When the Achro, Beis Shammai is part of a tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And how are we being noeg aloch Lemaisa? The Maral and the Mishnah were there, the Chaim. And the Mishnovitz explains, Eilevele de Vigachayim is mitzad etzim deis, and the Hanhogel HaMais, there has to be one Hanhogel. And here was where Beis Shammai was tested. what's going to be happening now when the halacha, and halacha lemaisa is going to be, no one's going to, it's not going to be apparent on face value that we have an opinion here. Our opinion basically is not being respected. And this was the godless of Beis Shammai. This is what it means. It's machloek l'shem shemai. Let's bring it out. See, the godless of Beis Shammai. The Gemara in Yevamos David Alamalal says, Beis Shammai was mechadid yitzvei. Beis Shammai was indeed better, smarter. They were sharper. In other words, their tefisa was even clearer, it was on a higher level. But Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel was the roif. Kinir l'gabi dan hogel amayis, you go basa roif. Rabbi Chonin, in Kovet Shurin, Chilik Beis, in Kuntra Divrei Seifern, he says, bring the Murad Dikazach. He brings down that statement, Sfarim, that loss of love, that Allah is going to be back, that Allah is going to be like Beis Shammai. Why, Zachter, Beis, he says the true emes and the highest asoga that's closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's asoga is like Beis Shammai because they were mechadet yitzvei. But now, Roi B'nei Adam, they're more like Beis Hillel. They don't have that sharpness. They don't have that sharp, that clear cook, das Hashem. And they have a tefisa and Torah that's more clear curve to B'nei Adam. That's the Roi. But also lovely when it says, Amolei Arad Zdeya Kamayim Hashem Mechasin, there's going to be a birth. It's going to be a burst, I'm sorry, of Deya. Everyone's going to be blessed with a clarity of Tfisa of Das. Then the Roiv is going to be able to be Paschal like Beis Shammai, go back to Beis Shammai. This is the, he's the real Emes Lamid to Yistaka like Beis Shammai. And yet Beis Shammai is forced to live in a society where they're noyig in the streets. Everyone thinks Beis Shammai is nothing. Beis Shammai, the Mokka Beis Hillel, in the Mishnah. Beis Hillel, we fear the Beis Hillel totally in a one-sided fashion. Beis Shammai is able to stay. This is where Korach went wrong. Korach had a difference of opinion. We're not going to get into all the different discussions. There were differences of opinion. There were differences of tainas that Korach had. But Korach, he wasn't able to take the fact that Lamayis Halacha wouldn't become Oisai. Many times, you have an opinion, and you have an individual world, and you're entitled to your opinion in your individual world. But when it's the Geat to Halacha L'Maisa, there are different klolim. Sometimes it's the bus of the Roiv, sometimes it goes bus of the Manig. The Manig is Kaveya. In this case, the Manig that was picked by Kadosh Baruch Hu was Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach found himself part of a tzibur, where he had his opinion. His opinion wasn't being reckoned with it, L'Maisa. So you have a choice. You could either stay L'Shem Shemayim, we'll speak out what it means in a second, or you can make a Machlekes. What's the Taisha Machlekes? There's a very Kashav Hakadorah. When should a person realize when it's turning to Machlekes, it's going beyond the dispute and called Machlekes? That's the first and beginning of the parsha. The opening words of the parsha is Vayikach Korach. Very strange words. That's the way you say and make a Machlekes. Vayikach Korach. Look at Rashi. Rashi types the Buddha's name. Vayikach Korach. Look at Rashi. B'shem Munkelis. Lokach es atzmoi litzad echad liyas nechlak vitoicha eida la'oyer alakuna. V'zeo shetir gamunkelis v'spalik. Nechlach mishar eidas lezach haksib machlekes. A beautiful taich. Kinnir, this is the root of the word machlekes. But yikach means it wasn't a dispute. The dispute was an afterthought. Math. It was an afterthought. That was la'ir akuna. What happened is we overcame Korach, a rotzen, a subconscious rotzen, to have no shaykhis to the present tzibur. He wanted to separate himself, become a chelik, become a separate portion, become a separate portion. That's the lashon machlokes. I don't want to have a shaychus to you. Why? Why? Because in the present tzibur that he was in, Moshe and Aaron were running, his opinion wouldn't be recognized. You have to be mevatel to the authority of the tzibur, of the current tzibur. And Korach couldn't take that. Maybe there were midas involved. But what happened was, his agenda became one thing. His agenda had nothing to do at that point with the issues at hand, the disputes, the issues of the dispute, the issues of the Chiluk Ideas. He had one agenda, which was Vayikach Korach. He wanted to be Nechlach Liyesch. He doesn't want to have a Shaychis. Nechlach Mishareidah L'Achzik B'Machloikas. That's what he wanted to be. Okay, La'ir Alakuna. But the Ikar Nekuda was when Machloikas becomes Machloikas, it's not the issue at hand, it's not the dispute. It's that when you start feeling that I have to break away, I have to break away. I can't have a shaykh of him b'chlal. Why do you can't have a shaykh of him? Teretz is something is beyond. Something is not only, it's not only the issue at hand. It's the issue at hand. Okay? You'll stay with your issue. You'll stand time with your opinion. But you don't break away. Korach broke away. And this is, anyone wants to be boydik b'nafshoi, when he starts to get the feeling of breaking away, this is when it turns into machlokes. So many times, look, Taisa told us, Yisrael, Chayim Hazeh, a person finds himself part of a tzibur, whether it's a big tzibur in a Klal Yisrael, whether it's a specific tzibur in a shul, in a yeshiva, in a chabura, in a community, and there's differences of opinions. It's Maisim B'chol Yayim. And we find that so many times a person feels like he wants to break away. You have to be Boidik Ben Avshchol. Where is that coming from? Many times it's because of this Nekuda. It's because you have to realize that it's Kedai. You always stay part of the Tzibur. Don't be Nechlak. How do you do that, though? And this is what Beis Shammai comes back to the Mishnah. How do you do that? How are you able to stay part of the Tzibur? The answer is, you have to be the Shem Shemaim. You have to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture. Without that, it's impossible. This is so important. Be'etzem, you as individuality, be'etzem, a person cannot take that his das is being bottled. It's part of the Gavos Olam. It's part of his Chashivas. He sees them as like him. Only when you take HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture. Ha'ish ashefka bo Hashem hu HaKadosh, like Moshe Rabbeinu says. Beis Shammai was able to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu the picture and realize that the Hashkocha made it, that Beis Shammai Beisul is the Rav. And Hashkocha made it, that obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world that the Halacha to be like Beisul. Beis Shammai took that and they said, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our opinion to remain to ourselves. I don't have to be Nechlak in the Tzibur, I could be part of the Tzibur. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, this gives me my place. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not part of the picture, there's no L'shem Shemayim there. It's just your me, it's just yourself. Individual. It starts off in your individuality. But you don't have the ability to mevatel yourself. A person doesn't have the ability, but he comes straight from his Kodesh HaNefesh. He's forced to be Nechlak Mitoich HaEidah. And this is the destructive Kodesh HaMachlekes. And this explains so many Nekudas HaMachlekes. One of the fascinating things of Machlekes is destructive Kodesh. Chavetz Chaim and Shmuel Soloshin brings Shem the Rambam. Neviim nivu v'chachomim chochmo v'yesifu l'saparos ha-machloikis v'lehiyo tachlisa. As much as we talk about the bad machloikis, we can never reach the end. It's so destructive. Why is it so destructive? Because the agenda of machloikis itself is to create separation. That's what it's coming to do. It's coming to create separation. It might have started at one point with a certain issue, a certain dispute, but the idea now becomes to create separation. This is why also machlokes is so blinding. It's an unbelievable part of us, the cynicism in the parasha. We know machlokes is a way to be blinding. It starts off as machlokes with issues, and all of a sudden people are being tiny and tiny of no shaykhs. So this is my cynicism. How do we see how blind machlokes is? What was the time of Korach HaDosi and Moshe Rabbeinu? They asked the Moshe Rabbeinu, Madua tisnasu akal Hashem, why are you being a balgaiva? Zok tichdush herim, if there's one taina, you can taina, you can't taina on Moshe Rabbeinu, it's why you're balgaiva. The posik is made, Rish Moshe, on of Mikol Adam, there was never a person in history in on of like Moshe Rabbeinu. The last time in the world you'd want a time of Moshe Rabbeinu is that you're a Balgaiva. I mean, it would be tantamount to be parallel if today someone would come to B'chaim Kaneas, you make a Machayim time in B'chaim. You know, you really don't like to learn. You're a Grace of Balin. You're not a Master of B'chaim. So what are you reading comic books all day? I mean, if there's any time in the world, you know what a time is. That's the last time. I mean, how could it be? They were Chachomim. Mekarech was a Pekiach. How could it be time? It's such a time on Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, at least that's exact. Speak to Linyan. What do you mean, malice to Monday Taina? The answer is, Machlokes is blinding. Why? Why is Machlokes blinding? Is that exactly this issue? Because Machlokes, when it takes over a person, has nothing to do with the issue at hand. It became something bigger. It became a Yikach Kerech. It became that I'm Nechlak Eid, there's nothing to do. I have one Ratzin right now. I don't have a Shaykh to the Tzibur. I don't have a Shaykh to the previous Tzibur to the prior Tzibur that I was a Chilik of. Everything else is just excuses. It's Nechlak Aida. This is the story of a Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim and a Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim. We have to learn how to do Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim. We have to recognize that we have to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the picture, Hashkocha process in the picture, and then we can detect that it doesn't turn into Machlokes. It's just theorized as an afterthought. If we see the Koyach of Machlokes, L'Tzara, how blinding it is, L'Tzara doesn't let us see the Milus of the person. Mida Teva Meruba, the Koyach of Av, Shalom, Radi for Shalom. If we think about Radi for Shalom, Av is Yisrael, So that will make us, that will blind us to the chesroinus of the Rechat Chayisro. If we'll be enveloped by shalom, or a deeper shalom, so just like a Bala Machlekes can't see the mailas on the person, a raid of shalom doesn't see the chesaron of the person. It just chases. It just chases. The more connection, more chibur, more shalom, the achpav of reis and kol yisrael. Shabbos.